Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we are sliding into the Wednesday 4 o'clock happy hour. And I'm happy to announce we got a fine guest. He's joined us live via Zoom. He's our good friend, Scott Ross. I don't even know what to call you anymore. Former Wisconsin Ethics Commissioner. You're still a Gemini, right?
Yes. And a firebrand.
So you can call me local crank and ne'er-do-well if you'd like.
Ne'er-do-well. Well, let me ask you, Scott, you have resigned your position on the Wisconsin Ethics Commission. Clearly you couldn't take the heat and had to get out of the kitchen, right, Scott?
Very good. Very good. No, guys, first of all, thanks for having me. It's always great to talk to you. And you are my first official interview after having resigned from the
Excellent. Ethics. Well, thank you for that, Scott.
So, the Ethics Commission has an important role in things. It's kind of like, but it's also sort of like the stepchild of ethics and elections because, you know, lots of the heat, lots of the energy and focus is on the elections because the Republicans are very concerned about trying to rig our elections. They are less concerned about upholding ethics. So a lot of the attention is put towards the activities over there. But, you know, I mean, the staff is great. You know, I felt it was, I did it for a year. It was, you know, it was good. I just think for me, there are bigger fights out there. This big lie that the Republicans are perpetrating is racist big lie that they're trying to perpetrate upon the American people is just, it's something we have to fight at every single turn. You know, we've got, you know, a bunch of terrorists basically supporting these terrorist insurrectionists who, you know, tried to overturn the results of our election. I'm committed to helping fight that. I also think it's really, really important. You know, I looked around at the other commissioners and, you know, and everybody who served since they changed it has been white. And I thought, you know what, maybe if I get off, we can pave the way for a little diversity. I see they're already on the right path with that in terms of Gordon Hintz appointed Awais Khalil, an ADA in Dane County here to be on the Ethics Commission. And we named him chair right away because he's definitely got experience in helping to uphold the law. So it was bittersweet, but you know, I was ready to go. And so I went ahead and I resigned, and that's where we're at right now.
Well, here's the good news, Scott. You'll be unrestrained forevermore on Twitter. I mean, did you have to kind of rein it in for the last year, Scott?
I'm sandbagging it, Scott. Come on, you can be yourself now.
Yeah, yes, I had definitely been editing myself over again. It was the moral panic that I had in terms of, you know, conveying how despicable I think the Republicans have been acting for the last several years, in particular with Trump, and then before that. I'll keep trying to get you all to pay attention to me. Worry not. So,
so Scott, being a Gemini, like the rest of the panel, you got a birthday coming up. Are you going to take off your birthday month as Dominic intends and then on to new projects, sir? What might the new projects look like, Scott? Anything you can share publicly?
I have no other, it's just, there's nothing new happening exactly as to why I decided to get off the Ethics Commission. You know, I'm going to look for things, out there that matter to me. I want to fight back against some of the stuff that the Republicans are doing in the state legislature. I feel good about the fact that, you know, some of the most onerous and odious things they're doing, like, for instance, you know, trying to get rid of supplemental payments for unemployed folks, the ghastly and ghoulish bullying that they're doing to transgender children and athletes. The good news is all those things are going to be both vetoed by Governor Evers, and those vetoes will be upheld by the Democrats who are in the legislature. So I'm trying to find things to do, but I am in a privileged position. You know, I'm a white middle class guy in America. You know, my family had we came up decently. My dad lost his job a number of times. My mom's a school teacher. But I'm luckier than most. And so for me, like, I feel like my voice is best used in fighting the bullies out there who are attacking people who, you know, the guys like Scott Walker who had an entire career punching down the people and that. And I think that his model is sort of the model of the current elected Republican. And I think they need to be put in their places. So that's what I'm going to work on.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Our pal Scott Ross joining us via the Zoom. Scott, you know, I'm totally down with that. I think, you know, it's up to us to use our position as best we can to, you know, support and defend, you know, the little guy and the minority and those that are not in the position perhaps that we are. But this big lie thing, I mean, this is a really strange occurrence. You know, you literally have people. They could look at their own videotape of them saying something and then deny it, you know, 2 or 3 months later. And it seems to me that the cult members, the rank and file Republicans are going to go out and, you know, pull the lever for the R's because they're the R and that's what they do, that they're going along with it. So Scott, while I'm down for the battle and I love the way you speak and call people out, and I think we need to continue to do that. Is there any sense of changing minds, or is this something we just have to bowl all the Trumpsters over?
Well, I think this is the challenge I think we have in the state of Wisconsin. The challenge we have in the state of Wisconsin is that we need to have more elected officials out there going into where these Republicans are at, where they are doing bad, and having them be called out locally. You know, whether it's, you know, in print or TV or God forbid radio, you know, that's where I think we're, you know, they're killing us. And Ray, you guys know that. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but in terms of getting our, you know, accountability out there, we're doing a very bad job right now in terms of that. And I think that's the biggest problem because, you know, every 2 year election cycle is 720 days, right? No.
730.
And so, man, I did really well on the GRE and the SAT in the mathematics section. So I'm really embarrassed. But yeah, I mean, and if we wait until just before elections to talk to people about what these monsters are doing to attack us, you know, whether it's doing nothing related to COVID, whether it's, you know, what they're doing with unemployment benefits, what they're doing with our kids, what they're doing with education, what they're doing with businesses, we have to be out there fighting day after day after day. And they have to feel that pressure. Because if they don't feel that pressure, they're going to act like children act. They're going to keep doing what they want if you don't make them do what they want, what they need to be doing.
Scott, you talk about the efforts of conservatives and specifically on radio. 81, you know, right-wing talk radio stations in the state of Wisconsin pumping out hundreds of hours of that kind of big lie supportive conversations. And I noticed one of your rivals, Dan O'Donnell, getting into it with our Congressman Mark Pocan. You had some comments on that. Is that part of the problem as well, Scott?
I mean, you know, the right wing is just, it is a voracious cesspool of lies and racism. Like, that is what right wing talk radio is. It is beyond fact. It is beyond accountability. You know, I mean, and that's the challenge that we have because, you know, a guy like Dan O'Donnell can go out and just lie about Mark Pocan not doing his job when there is, you know, vote after vote, video after video, the guy is out there doing his job. And Dan can just go out there and say this, that it's not true. He'll use station to do this. And facts are immaterial because his ownership and the corporate ownership that has that station has a program decision that they want that to be the propaganda that comes out there. And so they're not going to take him off the air. The only way he's going to come off the air is if, you know, is if his sponsors bail on him. And so that's, you know, that's what they've got to, you know, that's their cross to bear.
Well, let me just throw a couple of radio-specific thoughts out there. A, Clan O'Donnell plays out mornings on WIBA AM in Madison. I've never seen their ratings look worse than they do currently. And we've seen a real precipitous drop-off in the ratings since the insurrection, since the big lie in January. Until now, it's about a 40% drop in ratings on right-wing talk radio. And it was amazing how big the numbers were getting in Milwaukee. I mean, Clan O'Donnell's station in Milwaukee was pulling a 13 share not so long ago. That's a monstrous number.
I mean, that's a...
Yeah, 13% of all radios in the marketplace turned on to right-wing talk radio at any given time, and that was one of two stations. Let's not forget there's a, you know, slightly less conservative right-wing talk radio station out there that plays the Brewers, the Bucks, and, you know, lots of sports. They were pulling about a 20 share in the marketplace cumulatively. And one other note, Dan O'Donnell, who didn't used to be into awards, nominated himself for Radio Host of the Year, and he won the very prestigious third in market, Scott. Third best talker in a market with like five talkers.
Didn't he also send
his family? It's a prestigious award.
Well, his family went to the insurrection, Scott. I mean, what do you expect to come out of the man's mouth?
Yeah, and I just, you know, the thing is, like, I mean, I fought with him years when I was at home, Wisconsin. Now, he would write stuff about me, just like Charlie Sykes did, and I'd be like, I'd email and say, hey, let me come on to defend myself. And they refused. They flat out refused. People are like, why are you always going after Dan O'Donnell? Why are you always going after Charlie Sykes? Because they're bullies, and I experienced that even as a middle-aged white man. But, you know, I guess the thing is, and that's, and one of the things you said, like, Wisconsin lacks two things, I think, for accountability. One, we do not have a media sponsor. We're the only battleground state in America without a media poll that regularly comes out. And we are also without a single media critic in the entire state of Wisconsin to, you know, help work with putting out the facts like you talked about. Like, everybody thinks, you know, right-wing talk radio is a goldmine. You have educated me and the rest of your listeners in, you know, 30 seconds on stuff that completely changes the perception that I had of the way things are going out there. And that's the sort of stuff that I think ought to be out there reporting. So let's all be media critics.
Well, Scott Ross, you've carved out a new niche, sir. Scott Ross, media critic, firebrand, Gemini, former Wisconsin ethics commissioner, and we'd like to think still current friend of the Devil's Advocates. Scott, can't wait to see you out there in the peoples in person. Dave, real soon. Perhaps June 15th. You're invited, sir. You're all invited. Stick around. More Devil's Advocates. Thank you, Scott Ross. More fine guests coming soon. My Senator, John Erpenbach.
Thanks, Scott.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by
It's a major award.